Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're on The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's The Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
If you were in a freak accident and lost all motor controls, it would be a no-brainer to take a risk and do anything you could to gain some autonomy. And that's exactly what Elon Musk's first patient decided to do when he was offered a Neuralink chip that goes in his brain. And it's now been proven to show that he can move things on his computer with his brain. This guy looks like a wizard. I watched this video of him playing chess with somebody who was with him, and they were explaining how it works. And he's like, yeah, I just imagine how I want to move it. And then it moves on the screen. It was so cool.
Well, it's kind of like what our Burt's Big Adventure kiddo had this past trip, where she can look at a screen, but this is ocular, and she can talk by looking at different words on her screen.
I don't know if this one is based on that ocular theory that you're talking about, or it's just reading brain waves.
Yeah, well, this one has an actual, there's literally a chip inside his brain.
Yeah, and he said the surgery was super easy. He said he was in the hospital for like a day, and then they sent him on his merry little way. He says that he hasn't noticed any adverse side effects. In fact, that he's able to do his favorite things again. He's a big gamer, so imagine you lose all motor controls. You can't use a control anymore, and now you finally can sit down. He said he played his favorite game for 8 hours when he got his controls back.
That's incredible.
So that, for that purposes, I think it's amazing. But if if you don't need it in that capacity, would you get a chip in your brain?
No. I don't trust it.
Well, if I was a quadriplegic,
of course.
For sure.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Would I get it now? Probably not. When I'm like 75 and I got nothing to lose? Hell yeah.
I wonder what the practical purposes of this is going to be in 50 years. Because right now, like you said, we're using it in a very specific place. But in 50 years, will people be putting these in their head and we're going to be talking to each other without ever saying, hey, that sounds good.
Talking to people without speaking.
Yeah. But then how do you hide what you're really thinking compared to what you're saying?
You're not going to like anybody.
I imagine it'll be stuff too. Like if you're out of toilet paper, you can just think, purchase toilet paper, and it'll purchase the toilet paper. But of course, with that, companies are going to mine the data straight from your brain and serve you ads. So they'll know you're out of toilet paper, and they'll serve you ads from Charmin on your phone while you're sitting on the toilet.
Yeah, my concerns are much more superficial. Siri can't even, like, get right what I'm trying to dictate to her. So if I'm trying to think of, hey, get toilet paper, and I get an actual toilet delivered to my house, that's my concern.
Also, that's just dangerous for my credit card bill, because I think about things I want all the time, and if I'm sitting there going like, ooh, I would really like that new Laura Mercier powder, and then all of a sudden shows up and be like, yeah! That wasn't in the budget this month. Alexa, or whatever Elon's going to call his new brain chip. But hearing this
he'll call it Elon.
He'll call it Elon.
For sure.
No,
Elon.
It'll be X4 squared 392P.
Yeah. Some of us aren't billionaires, Elon. Don't put that in my brain and make me buy things. But the way he describes it, the guy who has the chip in his brain, like, it really is heartwarming to hear him talk about it.
It's so cool. I'm so freaking lucky to be a part of this and stuff. I mean, I just, every day it seems like we're learning new stuff, and I just can't even describe how cool it is to be able to do this.
If you want to get really philosophical about it, I mean, think of how advanced now the technology is just from the last 20 years, and things are advancing so quick now. What's going to be in the future is mind-blowing to think about.
I remember when we were kids, we thought it would be so cool to have like electronic paper. And here we are when I was like, you know, 12, they created the iPad. And that's basically like the same thing. You can draw, you can write things. So I think pretty much anything is possible.
I saw a video last week of this really rich dude also in Japan taking like his life-size drone and flying it to work every single day. He's in the drone.
Because that's what I was about to ask. Of all the things, maybe it's just because our expectations got put way too high thanks to Back to the Future. But the fact that we don't have flying cars yet really pisses me off.
Yeah, I understand.
People struggle with driving the cars on the ground.
Yeah, I don't trust them in the air.
Traffic control in the air is going to be wild.
Yeah.
I don't need people flying over my house, seeing what's in my backyard either. Let's keep these bad drivers on the roads. Well, off the roads, but for now, on the roads. All right, Margot Robbie is set to produce another toy-related movie, so we should get really excited to cry again in the theaters pretty soon. She's going to be a producer for one of the most popular video games of all time, The Sims. So apparently she's adapting it under her production company, Lucky Chap, and it's going to have director Kate Herron, who is known for directing the first season of the Marvel series Loki. So these two women are getting together and going to create something that's going to be both an entertaining and a blockbuster, but also going to make us think about our lives a little bit, just like Barbie. All right, Megan Fox might have just confirmed she and MGK broke off their engagement for good. I'll tell you what she said about their relationship on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
You're on The Burt Show.